Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows.
Spring cleaning. Today's topic here at Rosie on the House as we broadcast live from the Arizona State Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show.
I will give a little public service announcement. That last network spot about Jaws.
Yes.
And the cleaning.
Yes.
Their window cleaner.
Yes.
If you follow the directions, which we do recommend people follow directions from the manufacturer, their window cleaner will actually streak your windows.
But Better Homes and Gardens tested 18 products and said theirs is the only one that didn't streak.
If you follow directions and cut it with water like you can and then dilute it again, so you're putting twice as much water to concentrate for the Jaws, it is perfect.
So more important than following instructions.
Something with our water that just, it's too strong of a concentrate. Okay. So you actually get four uses out of one purchase instead of two for the window cleaner.
So when they were running the sale at Bash's where you got two packages for one and you cut that again by a half, you're getting eight for one.
There you go.
Do the math.
Yeah. So if you're using the Jaws window cleaner and you're getting streaks, Dilute it. It is just that good of a concentrate.
We're back with Rosie on the House and our special guest, Mr. Marshall Trimble. We're talking home improvement. We're answering your questions as we kind of get around to it. And Romy brings us back to topic, but it's too much fun talking to Marshall about too many other things. If you'd like to talk to us about any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Or Harmon Solar has said anyone that calls Marshall today on air and stumps him with an Arizona trivia question, they get a free solar panel array on their...
And we're only on air for about another 20 seconds. Cutting off early today. Have a great week, y'all.
Free photovoltaic solar array.
I better get my high-speed computer for the internet here.
Feel free to give us a ring right now. Shall we try and take Chuck in Tucson, who's apparently, from what we can tell, on hold and been on hold for a little while? Let's see if we can take care of him. Chuck, thank you for your patience, my friend. How can we help?
Good morning. How are you?
We're having too much fun.
It sounds like it. I have a pair of coach lights, and okay. It keeps burning up the sensor that turns them on and off in the morning.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
Now, when you say it keeps burning it up, that means you keep replacing it.
Yes, we've had the house about 6 years, and I put four of them in.
Well,
and
listen,
I have a bulb that burns out about every 6 months.
Now, the bulb could be a couple of things. In coach lights, you're talking about lights that are outside, right?
Yes, sir.
The first thing you want to take a look at is making sure that no moisture or rain is hitting that hot light bulb. We find that in a lot of outdoor sconces and lights, that the lights are on at night. They get very hot. A little light bulb comes in, a little raindrop hits it, and it actually, you know, causes the filament to go out or shatters the actual bulb itself. That's one possibility. Second possibility, lights burning out often mean that the circuit probably isn't operating at full voltage. When you ask a light bulb to operate at 70 volts, 80 volts, 90 volts, and not the full 120 volts, just like putting it on a dimmer, you're asking the light bulb to work extra hard. It's going to burn out a lot quicker. Now, as far as the dawn to dusk sensor, I'm going to ask you to call our Rosie certified electrician in Tucson and visit with them. The name of the company is called The Solar Store. They're our solar representative down in Tucson, but they are also our certified electrician, licensed, bonded, insured electricians. And the owner's Catherine Kent, her husband's Kevin. Give them a ring and talk to them about why we may be burning out that light sensor, because that's a stumper for me. I don't have an answer for you there. That's why we depend on the experts that we do here. All right, we're talking about Arizona. We're talking about your home improvement questions. We're talking about Arizona history. We're also talking about Arizona staycations. It's that time of the show. We always encourage you to go to rosieonthehouse.com in conjunction with Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways and Arizona Office of Tourism. You have an opportunity to register for an Arizona vacation of your own choosing. We draw you as a winner. You get to tell us where in Arizona you want to go. You tell us what you want to do, and we'll have some recommendations for you. And then with our friends at Arizona Highways and Office of Tourism, we find you free lodging. Sanderson Ford lets you come by the lot and pick up any car that they have in the demo lot. We've had Expeditions picked up. We've had the Platinum F-150 pickup trucks picked up. We've had the Focuses picked up. We've had a Mustang picked up. You pick the car that they have in the demo lot. Take it for 3 or 4 days. Let us know where you want to go. We'll give you a gas card so it doesn't cost you a dime to get there. We'll take care of your lodging and your food. It is the perfect Arizona staycation. If I won now, I'd go check out this Lowell Observatory Second Friday Science Night. Second Friday of every month, they have a night open to the public. That's got to be someplace you've been before.
Yeah, huh? I've stayed there. They put me up one night when I was doing a show in Flagstaff. They gave me a choice of staying at Motel 6 or at Lowell's Observatory, so it was an easy choice. They see the telescope I hadn't been in there since I was in Arizona Boys State in 1955.
Wow. So
it was really neat to see how they discovered Pluto.
His little accommodations are right there next to the...
Percival Lowe lived right there on the property, and I got to sleep in his house.
Pajamas?
In
his house.
Not in his pajamas?
No.
Now, when you sleep in his bed and you get to use his telescope, did you find a planet?
I did. I found the moon. It's pretty easy to see.
But they talked you through how he found Pluto.
Yeah. Well, they've got a series of pictures up there. It's just amazing. It looks like a little pinhead. And Lowell was watching. You got to really know your stars, I guess, because this is moving just ever so slightly, and they show the series of pictures. It's really especially if you're interested in those kinds of things. But any excuse to go to Flagstaff to me is good.
Amen. I agree with you. So, folks, if you're looking for a great thing to do this summer, it's the Lowell Observatory Second Friday Science Night. You can check it out on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, or check it out at their website and get all the additional information. We've got Pete calling from Mesa, wants to talk some more about air conditioning. Let's bring him into the conversation and see if we can help him. And then I want to hear about your story about early ancient evap cooling in Arizona.
You got
a story on
just
that,
just wrote
right?
a story about it, yeah.
Okay, Pete from Mesa on air conditioning. How can we help you, my friend?
Yes, hi, folks. Marshall, I've read some of your books. You do an excellent job and really appreciate you being a historian. I've read tours also, and I refer to your books all the time.
Thank you, Pete. Amen. Ditto. I agree.
And Rosie, I really appreciate your show. I've got a situation at home of which the AC units, and it's about 20 years old, 25 years old. I bought the house used, of course, it was after the original owners. And I've had a lot of problems with leaking in the ceiling. The unit itself, air conditioning unit, is on the side of the house. And when it gets humid, it has a tendency to leak through the ceiling of the house. And what my question is...
Okay, go ahead.
Because I think I'm up to a situation where I might have to spend $7,000 or $8,000 to replace it. I bought a window unit, the largest you could get to plug in at 110 for the house and to aid it or to try to cool down the house. And I'm wondering if I should just buy another AC unit, window unit, and just forget about replacing the central air.
Okay, Pete, here are the things you're going to find out. The biggest window unit I'm aware of is about the equivalent of a 1 ton. And you can buy those in a heat pump where there'll actually be an air conditioning and a heater. But I will tell you this, they are very expensive to run. I promise you that running two large window units will probably be more expensive than running a new high SEER, high efficiency unit, the central unit mounted up on the house. At 20 years old, I would tell you that the chances that equipment has just about reached the end of its economic life are the facts. And if you're looking for an air conditioning contractor in the East Valley area, that would be Hendel's Air Conditioning. And I promise you, if you get a new unit, you're going to see your cooling bill, not your electric bill, your cooling bill in the middle of summer is going to be about 30 to 40% lower than it is with that 20-year-old unit, and it's going to do a better job keeping your house comfortable, and it's going to do a better job of filtering the air and truly conditioning the space. So there you go. There's all your options on keeping the house cool. Marshall, you just wrote an article on keeping houses cool back in the old days.
Yeah, actually, evaporative cooling didn't come in until the 1930s. And a lot of craftsmen had a lot of time on their hands, I guess, during the Depression, so they were working with things. And they came up with the first one were in the window, and they
yes.
took a little box, and you needed a box, some chicken wire, some charcoal, and a garden hose, and a little electric fan. And then you cut a hole out of one, a big 1 foot diameter hole in one side of the box, and that faced inside the room. And then you had the chicken wire to hold the charcoal in place. That was later replaced by Excelsior.
Okay, sure.
But then you put that was outside the house. You had a garden hose hanging up above, dripping onto the charcoal, and you had an electric fan at the front of the box. And the electric fan would draw the cool air off the charcoal.
There you go.
Or the Excelsior. It was pretty creative, and it was sure better than what they'd had before.
You know what? Once we had electricity and we were trying to sleep through 104, 5, 6, and 7 degree nights, we got pretty creative, didn't we?
Yeah.
More when we get back right after this.